Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild afternoon across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv, a perfect day for a stroll. Jerusalem is enjoying a warm evening, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Eilut basks under sunny skies, offering a perfect beach day. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the U.S. has blocked a wider Israeli attack on Hezbollah following a deadly explosion in Lebanon, hoping to save peace talks. This update came earlier this hour. Also, Ynet has detailed that two IDF reservists were killed and four seriously wounded by a Hezbollah explosive in southern Lebanon earlier today. Also this hour, according to Walla, Israel and Lebanon have met in Rome in the wake of the tragic blast in Majd al-Zun. American intervention reportedly prevented further escalation. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Shiite militias in Iraq are concerned about renewed attacks. Security sources in Baghdad mention a recent redeployment. And finally, I-24 News notes that Yemen's Houthis have fired a missile at two Saudi oil tankers. This development happened earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. I-24N, EWS English, posted just minutes ago that the IDF has struck Hezbollah's terror infrastructure in retaliation for the deaths of two soldiers. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 noted that the IDF targeted weapons depots and a command center in southern Lebanon over the past day. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Waweya highlighted that the IDF continues to attack Hezbollah's infrastructure in response to the Majd al-Zun incident. This includes several strategic targets in southern Lebanon. Let's go deeper. The Jerusalem Post reported that the U.S. stepped in to prevent a broader Israeli retaliation against Hezbollah after the deadly explosion in Lebanon. This decision aims to maintain ongoing peace talks, emphasizing the delicate balance of diplomacy in the region. For now, it seems restraint is key to avoiding further conflict. Turning to the loss of IDF reservists in southern Lebanon, Ynet's report underscores the heightened tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. The incident in Majd al-Zun has prompted immediate military responses, impacting regional stability and security. Meanwhile, meetings between Israel and Lebanon in Rome, as covered by Walla, have been overshadowed by recent events. Yet, the American intervention highlights international interest in de-escalating tensions. This could pave the way for future dialogues under challenging circumstances. Starting with Iraq, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals concerns among Shiite militias about renewed attacks. This follows reports of redeployment, indicating an atmosphere of uncertainty in the region that could influence broader Middle Eastern dynamics. Lastly, on the maritime front, I-24 News reports that Yemen's Houthis targeted two Saudi oil tankers. This escalation underscores ongoing tensions in the Gulf, potentially affecting global oil markets and regional alliances. On the economic front, first, Walla Business announces the planning phase for Israel's largest public hospital, the Shimon Peres Medical Center, set to transform healthcare in the Negev. This development promises significant economic and health benefits for the region. Separately, CTEC reports that Israeli researchers have uncovered zero-click attacks targeting AI browsers. This discovery from Zenity Labs highlights vulnerabilities in popular AI platforms, raising concerns about digital security. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the challenge of private housing in Israel. The percentage of ground-attached homes under construction has drastically fallen, reflecting broader trends in the housing market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.